There's new research that shows a record 7 in 10 Hispanic high school grads enrolling in college, 2% more than their white counterparts. Further, the study from the Pew Hispanic Center shows Latino high school dropout rates have been cut in half over the past decade. But while Latinos are entering college in greater numbers, they're not finishing in greater numbers. What's going on? Hansi Lo Wang covers race and ethnicity for NPR's new initiative, Code Switch. Code Switch meaning more than one language in a conversation, but NPR is extending it to mean more cultural awareness in general. So, Hansi, tell us more about this research on Hispanics in college. Big deal?
This is a big deal. We're talking about a large and young demographic group that's too big to ignore. It's going to grow. Latinos currently make about 1 in 6 of Americans today, and in 2060, they're going to be 1 in 3. And I talked to one young Latino woman, Sandra Martinez. She works at the Maryland Community Center. She's 30 years old. She supervises a group of Latino students, and I told her about this report, and this is what she had to say.
College, I think most of us Latinos, we think that it's not for us. I would say for me, when I was younger growing up, that was never mentioned. There was no more higher dream after high school. And I think that now the kids becoming more Americanized and whatnot, it's helping.
So she sounds like she's representing maybe the most recent generation before this one that's going to college. She's going to college later.
That's right. She's going to college later, but the students that she's working with, they're thinking about college right now or hoping and planning to. And this shows that there's a long-term rise in Hispanic students going into colleges.
Yeah. So she's 30 and studying for her bachelor's and working with younger people. So why is there increased enrollment in college for this newer generation of Hispanics? What are the factors there?
Well, we don't know for sure. The Pew Hispanic Center report did not get into the why, but there are some theories. And I talked to the co-author of this report, Richard Fry, and he thinks that partly it's because of the recession that a lot of high school graduates are finding it harder to find jobs, and that includes young Latinos. But there's another theory about why more young Latinos are heading into college, and I spoke with Marcelo Suarez Orozco, dean of UCLA's Graduate School of Education, and he thinks there's a very clear and compelling reason why this is happening now.
I think the story here is really the story of the maturing of the second generation. These are U.S.-born kids, and they are kids that have higher ambitions. They want to do better than their parents, and they're connecting with colleges.
But there's a couple of questions that are raised, and you mentioned that the recession might be driving young Latinos to school as opposed to jobs because unemployment has gone up 7 percentage points for young Latinos compared with 5 for young whites. And so they may be looking at schools for that reason. But what kinds of schools are they choosing? Because we understand they're not necessarily choosing the four-year college, choosing it less than their white counterparts do, less likely to be enrolled in college full-time. And then that disturbing statistic, less likely to complete school. What's happening there?
There's a little bit under half Latino students who are currently enrolled in community colleges. And what we're seeing for students that do go on to four-year colleges, which, of course, is ultimately the goal for any student, they're more likely to drop out than other students, and they're less likely to attend selective four-year colleges. And what's happening is these Latino college students are facing a range of challenges, many that a lot of college students are facing. One of them is that college is a big financial investment. And I spoke with Jacqueline Lizama, a current high school senior. She's Latino, 18, planning to go to community college this fall. And she says that that investment she's about to make is something that some of her Latino classmates may not be able to.
They want to get a better education, but they're thinking about the money. Oh, my parents can barely do it now. How am I going to pay off a loan if I get a loan? How am I going to do it?
You know, and that's a question that a lot of college kids have, regardless of color. But as you've been pointing out, this is the first generation going to college, so maybe they don't even know what the question should be. So how does that get handled when you're the first generation to go and you're gobsmacked by these loans and this money and don't have a role model?
This is a very common problem for a lot of first-generation college students. And I went to that community center I mentioned earlier in Maryland. And it's part of a range of different nonprofits that are here right outside Washington, D.C. in Maryland. It has one of the highest Latino populations here, so that's why they're here. And they're trying to address this issue. And I spoke with Sandra Martinez, who we heard from earlier, and she said that she sees herself playing an important role as someone who currently, even at 30, is currently enrolled in college, trying to get her bachelor's and her master's, trying hard to overcome these challenges, and something that she thinks that she can help role model for these students.
I've been there, done that. If I know that I did it and it was possible for me without the guidance of my parents, of anything, it's possible for them.
Again, another voice gathered for us by Hanzi-Lo Wang with NPR's Code Switch initiative, which, again, as we said, is, as we go full circle, is to bring awareness of different cultures. But if I am not Hispanic, why is this important to me? Obviously, this is profoundly important to the Hispanic community to see this first generation go to college in such big numbers. But why is it important if you're not Hispanic?
You know what? Let me give this answer first to Professor Suarez Orozco at UCLA, who addressed this directly.
They are the future of our country. This is not a narrow demographic question pertinent to only one group in the American mosaic. This is fundamental to all of us.
This is fundamental because right now we're seeing the baby boomer generation, which is predominantly white, starting to retire right now. And they're going to be replaced in part by Latino workers. And if today's Latino students are underprepared to join the workforce because they're not heading into college or they're not completing college degrees, that's not going to bode well for our economy or for the country.
That's Hanzi-Lo Wang. He covers race and ethnicity for NPR's Code Switch team. There's a link to this new research at hearandnow.org. Hanzi, thank you so much. Look forward to your future stories.
Thank you, Robin.